This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey.
Well, it's Memorial Day 2016, America. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It's the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And you'll want to drop me an email if you want to be in the running, by the way, because this week we're giving away a free copy of the movie, the DVD Blu-ray, of The Young Messiah, which is coming out on DVD and Blu-ray very soon. So you'll have it early, and it will be with our congratulations. So bill@billmartinezlive.com. As I say, it is a day that we honor America's fallen and their families. And I want to play this segment. It's a replay from Chris Wallace's, his special that he does every Sunday in terms of the Power Player of the Week, in honoring America's Fallen with 24 musical notes. Listen to this.
Soldiers placing flags in front of 230,000 grave markers at Arlington National Cemetery. It's a holiday tradition here that we profile a man who created his own special program to make every day a memorial day for our fallen heroes. Once again, he's our Power Player of the Week.
When you're playing it, it's only 24 notes, but it's so meaningful to that family.
Tom Day is talking about playing taps at the funerals of military veterans, and he should know. He's the founder and president of an organization called Bugles Across America.
All told, how many funerals have you done since you started Bugles Across America?
200,000.
Really?
In 10 years, right.
It started back in 2000 when Congress gave every vet the right to a funeral with military honors, including two uniformed officers to present a flag and play taps. The problem was the military only had 500 buglers, so they sent someone to play a recorded taps on a boombox or an electronic device inside a bugle. Tom Day, who played in the Marines in the 50s, didn't like it.
I call it stolen dignity. That these veterans can't get live taps when we are out there ready to perform live taps.
So he started his organization, recruiting 400 horn players within a year.
Now we have 6,270 horn players, and we're doing 2,200 funerals a month.
It's become quite an operation. The Day runs out of his basement near Chicago. Families can go on his website to ask for a bugler. A message is sent to every horn player within 100 miles of the funeral. Day gives away bugles and helps with uniforms. While he gets support from foundations, he runs a deficit every year.
How do you make up for the shortfall?
I kind of make it up myself.
$15,000, $20,000 a year?
Probably 10. You finish, you're the last of the 24 notes, you put the horn down, and the flag has been presented. Then the family comes over. The kisses, the handshakes from these families, there is nothing. No amount of money could ever buy the feeling that I get from the family once I finish the 24 notes.
With soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, plus 1,800 veterans of World War II dying every day, there is a flood of military funerals. Day, who is 69, says he wants to keep going until he dies, then leave his organization in solid shape to carry on.
I want every family to have live taps at that going-away presentation of their veteran. And it kind of tells the Marines who are guarding the gates in heaven, live taps, we're going to let this veteran right in.
What a great story, huh? Just perfect. For Memorial Day 2016, we shared with you from Bill Martin and Chris Wallace. Thank you so much. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Happy Memorial Day to you. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, do so. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is our favorite historian. Yes, we're talking about the one, the only, Bruce Kaufman from Bruce's History Lessons, an award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Mr. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill, and happy Memorial Day to you and to all of your listeners, in particular the families of all of those who've lost their lives in the service of our country.
I got to tell you, every year, Bruce, and I still have not come up with it, I think it's the challenge that we have for even our family of listeners in that, is can we come up with a better salutation than Happy Memorial Day? I mean, because it is such a solemn and holy day, as you and I have discussed many times before, that I often, when I find myself saying Happy Memorial Day, even in the, you know, in the opening of this morning's show, it causes me pause, because I feel like we're on such hallowed ground because of what this day represents. And I don't know of a better way and response and salutation than to say Happy Memorial Day, but I think we ought to just, there ought to be something else.
Yeah, there ought to be. That thought has crossed my mind as well. And so, I mean, probably the best way to say it is to say, I just, on this day, I want to honor those whose families of those who've lost their lives in the service of our country, because that is the case for sure.
Well, you know, I guess in a sense, the happy part is what they did for us and what we're enjoying today, although it is under threat. There's no doubt about it. Our liberties continue to be encroached. We have this, you know, these dynamic polarities that are upon this country. One that is moving towards globalism, as clearly evidenced by what John Kerry said a couple of weeks back, that he felt that, you know, nations should not have boundaries, that borders should not be existing. I mean, that's pretty profound coming from the Secretary of State and a president and an administration whose policies seem to reflect that as well. So you have this globalist idea, and then it's also, I guess, why on the other side, represented by Donald Trump, like him or not, talks about, hey, nationalism, talks about the United States and we the people. And that seems to declare where the conflict is and what the clear delineation is between these two polarities.
Absolutely, Bill. Interestingly enough, just from an historic standpoint, the globalization movement really started in Europe, okay? And all of the international groups that we have between the United Nations and the League of Nations, that was, in my mind, having studied both the First and Second World War, that was because of the European mindset that became, we are too nationalistic, which is why two world wars were started. We are too imperialistic, so the First and Second World War started. So what we need to do is to have these national organizations, these global groups, these global organizations that we can all join, and that will be one way that will prevent us from starting world wars again. This was the European mindset. This, in my opinion, is the reason why they have the the European Union and all of that. It's a way to them to say, I need to check my own imperialistic, nationalistic inclinations and tendencies. So I think that's part of it. But then on the other hand, I mean, that on Donald Trump's pure nationalism, you still need, you have a global economy, you still need cooperation among nations in terms of preventing wars, damping down wars, solving international problems. So I understand the European mindset, but I agree more that I totally disagree with Donald Trump that this nationalistic go it alone school of thought is the proper one.
Well, I think that ultimately, whether it's Donald Trump or whoever it is, they want to be a successful president. Donald Trump is willing to say, look, I want to challenge the status quo. Have we moved, too far to a globalistic perspective and have given up too much in the process? Now, as a businessman and as somebody who negotiates things, look at it and say, yeah, I think I can do a better job. And especially when something's already defined, I think it's easier for somebody to come in. It's kind of like somebody who comes in and he's a Chapter 11 specialist. I mean, these guys look like heroes because they know, the business is failing and they've got to do something to survive. So what do? They make the tough decisions that, the founders of the company are not willing to make, and they start cutting stuff and, make the hard decisions. And then the company is able to survive, give them a chance to reconstruct and, live another day. And so Donald Trump comes in with that kind of experience and that kind of understanding. Is that appropriate for this time and season for this country? Some would say, yeah, maybe. When we're looking at $19 trillion in debt that we want to admit to, not considering all the other liabilities, maybe America needs somewhat of a timeout and a reconsideration of our economic structure, our position internationally with some of the things that have happened trade-wise. But I think, I agree with you, Bruce. I don't think that some of these things, the pomp and circumstance and the rhetoric that he throws out there, it's risky, when he says certain things that he does. But this is what's gotten him the attention.
It is, Bill. That's it. I mean, you and I have discussed this before. What has gotten him this attention is how clear and good he is at articulating the problems. You just mentioned, our global trade issues, okay? Yeah, he's put his finger on that, and he's actually absolutely right. We do have an issue with China in particular in terms of how they manipulate the trade relationship we have. But I'm not sure that Donald Trump's solution of slapping a 45% tariff on all exports from China, which will increase the cost of everything we buy from China, and we buy a lot of stuff from China, by 45%. I'm not sure that's the right solution. Again, what has made Trump the front runner here, what has made him the candidate, is the fact that he's very good at identifying and articulating the problems. My problem with Trump has always been he's terrible at the right kinds of solutions.
And I think, again, from a business standpoint, he looks at it that way. Politically, there are things that he's learning the game. I mean, this is on-the-job training. I mean, it's almost like we're doing this again. We're bringing somebody in who is inexperienced, but at least he's got some experience that could have some validity here. So, hey, we'll see what happens. I mean, now it's being reported, Bruce, that he is in that next step closer of being the presumptive nominee. He's saying his calculus demonstrates, and this was verified by AP, that he's got the numbers now, that he's going to go to Cleveland with the delegates.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question that he's going to emerge from the convention in Cleveland as the nominee for the Republican Party. I don't think there's any question about that, Bill. And in fact, and as you probably know as well, polls are now showing that he and Hillary are in some polls at a dead heat.
Yes, exactly. That's today, and as we know, there's a lot of time between here and November, although voting starts early and often in some cases.
Right.
So, but still, he's got, he's got more time, and they haven't even had any debates. In fact, Trump, I had to laugh the other day. Hillary doesn't want to debate Bernie Sanders, although she promised that she would do so in California, and that ain't going to happen. And so, what does Trump say? Trump says, "Hey, I'll debate hates you. Why not?
Donald Trump Donald Trump loves the fact that Bernie Sanders is not getting out of this race. Number one, it pulls Hillary to the left. And number two, I don't think Bernie Sanders' followers are all that enamored with Hillary. So the longer that Bernie is in the race, the worse it is for Hillary.
Without a doubt. Well, Bruce Kaufman is with us, ladies and gentlemen, from Bruce's History Lessons. We got more from Bruce right after this. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors from Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted and relied upon by both consumers and the automotive industry, are naming the 2016 10 coolest new cars under $18,000. While many inexpensive cars are decidedly uncool, the world's auto manufacturers are putting more personality, distinction, and technology into their lower-priced offerings. Not only have affordable cars never looked so good, but they also have never been more filled with cool content. Two criteria, fun to drive and fun to own, are critical among the deciding factors of what the editors freely admit is a very subjective cool factor. The overarching number one criterion for a vehicle to place on this list. Micah Musio, managing editor of video, Kelley Blue Book.
Cool sure has come a long way, and it's incredible to see all the amazing tech features and amenities you can get on an affordable car now compared to even just a few years ago.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez. Yes, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And with us right now, our favorite historian, the one, the only, Bruce Kaufman. Bruce, real quick, because I want to make sure we get this in for all the good folks, because what you have to share with people on a weekly basis is phenomenal. If they like what we're talking about right now and like being up to date on what's happening historically, then they need to subscribe to one of the three services. But I say not one, just do all three of them. You will enjoy them all. Tell them how they can get involved.
Thank you, Bill. They can go on my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net, right on the homepage. You can go read and drop that, and you can read my column. But if you want to get it every week in an email, over on the right-hand side of the homepage, it says subscribe to Bruce's Writings, and you type in your name, first name, last name, email address, and then you check off one of the three things that I send out. On Monday, I send out an email my quote of the week, my quote that I think is interesting, profound, even funny sometimes. Wednesday, you check Bruce's History Lessons, then I'll send you out my syndicated newspaper column on American and World History. And then Friday, if you check that box of Thinking Out Loud, that's my column that I write about the public policy and political issues going on today, many of which you and I talk about on your show, Bill. Once they hit send,
yes.
Okay, then you're automatically subscribed, and you automatically get those one, two, or three emails, whichever you choose, every week.
Well, and for example, let's talk about one of your latest lessons and subscription services that came across, Ride Sally Ride. Of course, we hear that, and we immediately think of Mustang Sally and Wilson Pickett, but you tied it in with one incredible astronaut of history.
Yes, absolutely. That's the thing. I write about all kinds of history. I write about the usual world wars and politics and all that, but I will write about music history, space history, science history, legal history, and Sally Ride has always just fascinated me because, again, she was our pioneer female astronaut. And she was also the one astronaut that was on both the Columbia and the Challenger. She'd gone on two Challenger flights. She was training for the third when the Challenger disaster occurred. And then also when the Columbia shuttle was destroyed, she was on both the commission on the Challenger and on Columbia. She's the only astronaut, the only person who has been asked to serve on two commissions investigating the two major disasters during the shuttle program. But after she retired, she started the school. It's mostly to educate future astronauts, but she has a particular emphasis on girl astronauts, which is really what I found so fascinating and heartwarming. And that's why I ended my column by saying her whole goal was to make sure that a lot more Sallys ride into space.
Yeah, that's great. A great story, and we'll bring you up to date. Of course, she passed away in 2012 of pancreatic cancer, as you wrote. And today she's enshrined in both the National Women's Hall of Fame and the Astronaut Hall of Fame. Also founded the Sally Ride Science Company, the motto, all science, all the time,
all the
which
time.
Creates science programs and publications for high school students with a particular focus on girl students, as you mentioned. You know, what an incredible model and example to the women. And even though her focus was to help girls and to give them a hand up, I think men and women, boys, young boys, can be encouraged by Sally Ride as well.
Absolutely. Although I have to say that all the emails that I got on that column from the readers of my newspaper column, they were all from moms who were saying how wonderful it was to be able to read to their daughters a story like that. So I was really, that made me very happy.
Exactly. Well, great job, Bruce. And that's what we need. And that's the beauty of history, is it is so rich and it's not only rich, but the problem with history sometimes is that it gets old. And we fail to remember things that we need to hold to and things to encourage us. I mean, right now, you know, where we are in this country, it's Memorial Day 2016. There's so much to remember. I often say, as part of this Memorial Day for the fallen, it would do you an incredible amount of benefit to stop and read the Declaration of Independence. Stop and read the Constitution. It won't take that long. Bruce, what are we talking? 5 minutes maybe total here?
Yeah,
even if you're
a little
leader.
Over five, but not much. Not much. And also stop and read Lincoln's Second Inaugural Address and his Gettysburg Address. Absolutely.
Okay, so now maybe we're...
Exactly. So now what are we, maybe 10 minutes of time here. You can break it up. Do something morning, midday, evening or whatever, but especially if you're around family, because this will open up a positive discussion, because I know there's a lot of discussion going around America, whether it is about Donald Trump or Hillary or Bernie Sanders and that sort of thing. But if we go back and look at what was the foundation, what were the roots of this country? I mean, in reading, I think I mentioned to you last time, Bruce, and in reading, again, the Declaration of Independence, you know, I appreciated that our founding fathers said, look, we got grievances here. You know, we don't like what's happening in River City. We think there's a better way. And we're going to enumerate. We're going to be mature people. We're going to put it all on the line. We're going to put our lives, our honor, our treasure, everything on the line here and express what are the problems that we have with this current government, with the King of England. And they wrote them down. And the thought that came to mind is right now, you see, we're all, you know, kind of helter-skelter, pell-mell, running around with these different frustrations that we have, and they're all being expressed in ways that, you know, you can cause pause, and it's be somewhat disturbing, whether it's Black Lives Matter or some other movement. And I say, look, there is a reason, there is a rise to these kind of agitations that are occurring in the United States. We need to draw pause and consider what the grievances are that we have with our current government, articulate those, and hire people, which is to elect people who are going to support and help us find answers and solutions to those grievances that we all have. And for the most part, when you think about it, I think about 80% of America, we share the core grievances that we can talk about. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The second grievance in the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson's second grievance against the King, King George III, was that number one, I mean, this is, I'm putting it into English, 21st century English. Number one, right. He interferes with the Parliament in terms of the legislation it's trying to pass. And number two, he refuses to attend to it, which means if Parliament passes legislation that he doesn't like, he refuses to enforce it. Now, who does that remind you of? It reminds
exactly.
me of
That's
our current president.
Exactly. And
so,
all
yeah,
these...
We can learn a great deal from reading, from history. I've said this all the time. History, learning from history improves us. Okay, I just gave a lecture a while back on the history of Alexandria, where I live, and I pointed out that where the government is now, and that government is staffed by black men and women, it used to be where slaves were traded, were bought and sold, okay, and then shipped down to the Virginia area to work their plantations. Now it is where the government works, where men and women, black and white, are working in that government. It used to be where men and women were sold. So learning that kind of stuff, it makes us a better nation, brings us together. Our shared heritage, I can't talk about this enough, our shared heritage is so important to us. It brings us together as Americans, good and bad. Our history brings us together. We learn from the bad. We are inspired by the good.
Exactly. Well, that's what I say about history and life experience. It helps to define preference. Bruce, we've got a lot of experience just even in our lifetimes to define preference, and we can't give up on this great American experiment. This is why Ronald Reagan said, we're but one generation away from losing this great republic. We have to fight for it, and I got to tell you, consistently across the country, I'm in Maui, Hawaii, as we talk right now, and the fear of people in their faces is that we're losing this great republic. It's slipping through our fingers.
And I share that fear, Bill. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be resigned to it, because there are ways to fight it. You do it every time you get on the radio to talk about these kinds of things. I do it every time I get to write about it and talk about it with you. I'm scared of it, but I'm not resigned to it happening. We can fight back. There are ways to do so, and one way we can do so is just try to keep the Republican Party together, because to me they are more the inheritors of that tradition of the founding fathers than the current Democratic Party.
Well, I would agree with you. Well, it is Memorial Day 2016. We encourage you to take pause, read Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the other documents, founding documents that Bruce had drawn reference to. Those two documents, Bruce, really quick, 10 seconds left here.
Well, I would say the Gettysburg Address and the Second Inaugural Address are two of its greatest speeches, and they really define our country.
There it is. Bruce Kaufman from Bruce's History Lessons. Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live on Memorial Day 2016. Thank you, Bruce.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. Cooking a delicious homemade meal for your family has never been easier, thanks to the new line of Ragu Homestyle Pasta Sauces. While it may sound daunting and time-consuming to prepare dinner after a long day at work, it doesn't have to be. To make cooking easier, Ragu has launched their new line of Ragu Homestyle Sauces that have a heartier texture and bolder flavor. The ingredients are peeled, chopped, and simmered to perfection. The result is a thicker and heartier sauce that hugs pasta perfectly, making it an easy choice for family meals. Even the most demanding home cook would be proud to serve new Ragu Homestyle Sauces to their family, including Tamara Morey Housley, co-host of TV's The Real.
I'm a busy mom of two young children, but I make it a priority to set aside time to connect with my family over meals almost every day. And products like Ragu Homestyle Sauces help me do that easily.
If you're looking for summer meal inspiration, check out lifestyle influencer Honeysuckle's YouTube channel for delicious grilled chicken parmesan recipe.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? 'Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you, and it's just for you, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a couple of tweets here asking me about more information about Bugles Across America, that special power player of the week that Chris Wallace had featured and we featured at the top of the hour with former Marine Tom Day, the founder of Bugles Across America. You can go to their website, buglesacrossamerica.org. That's buglesacrossamerica.org, where for them, and I appreciate their heart and agree with them wholeheartedly and support them, that every day is Memorial Day, as it should be here in America, not just just today, for the fallen and the families who, you know, every dinner, you imagine, every dinner, every occasion, there is an empty chair. And it sits, it just has to sit so difficult at times, you know, for these families. And you just want to come alongside, and sometimes it's not to say anything, just to be there with them and suffer with them as best as we can. But this is a special day in America that we honor those that have fallen and the families that continue to endure on our behalf the freedoms that we enjoy. So pass that on for you. It's also linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Samuel Gregg is with us right now, and let me give you a little bit about his background. He's director of research at the Acton Institute, written and spoken extensively on questions of political economy, economic history, ethics and finance, and natural law theory. Dr. Gregg, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you for having me on. It's great to be with you. Happy Memorial Day.
Well, it is a special day, a day that we honor America's fallen, and the article that you're writing about, you know, who would have thought that Memorial Day 2016 we would be talking about the slow motion socialism creep into America? Who could have imagined, right?
Yes, I think this is something that's been going on really for a while now. I mean, it's not like it started happening yesterday. It's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, right.
The article I wrote in the stream basically tried to show how this has been going on for a while. And the thing about it, of course, is that the further you go down this path, and it's often a subtle path, and it's not always obvious to us, the further we go down, the harder it is to turn back. That's what we've seen in Western Europe. Western Europe basically went down this path after World War II, or even before, just slowly doing different things, ranging from, you know, just nationalizing a couple of industries and having some sort of welfare state, and then those things start to get bigger, then you just have a little bit of labor market regulation, then you have more. And over a period of time, the problem is people get used to it. And the further you go down that path, the more normal it seems, and you don't realize that you're giving up freedom.
Exactly. And it is, as you say, Dr. Gregg, you know, a gradual process, you know, and I think it's quite ironic that the West it wants to embrace the very thing that the East would like to let go. And it's almost like a disease that they're passing on to us. And for some reason, we seem to want to apprehend it. And you go, what evidence do you have that would demonstrate that this is worth of apprehending?
That's exactly right, because the evidence is absolutely clear. Socialism doesn't work, and social democracy, which is what we often hear today, it's what's the language of people like Bernie Sanders and others. They talk about social democracy. Well, social democracy is a sort of basically soft socialism. You keep some sort of market economy, you have some sort of framework of property rights, but more and more there's an emphasis upon the state, on redistribution, upon looking to the state to solve our problems, and less emphasis upon freedom. And the more people get used to that over periods of time, the more resistant they become to changing that. So if every time, for example, in a Western European country, there's an attempt to do something like what's happening in France now, which is an attempt to deregulate the labor market just a little bit, what happens? You get people rioting in the streets. You get unions trying to shut down oil refineries. You basically have this massive backlash from large segments of society. And the problem for us today is that governments don't like upsetting people. And so what they'll often do is they usually will back down in these instances. The problem being they just kick the problem down the road a little bit, making it worse for their predecessors. And it's interesting, when you talk to some European politicians, they'll tell you they know that this is a problem. But the political and economic dynamics are such that they really can't see a way out beyond sort of tinkering here and there and hoping that somehow they can put off Armageddon for another 5 years or so.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, they're hoping that maybe there's going to be some voice or some leadership that comes down the road to rectify this. And here we are in America today. We have been wanting for, I guess for lack of a better word, some sort of Chapter 11 process where we can reorganize. And, you know, we do have solutions, and, you know, that door has been knocked on occasion. And maybe we're going to rise to the point to where there is an Article 5 convention of the states where we finally get together and say enough is enough. You know, here's the grievances. I've been saying that, you know, we're overdue for a second American Revolution, and we need to clearly articulate the grievances that we, the people, have with our current government, because they will continue to go down this road. You know, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the problem is if we don't have some sort of circuit breaker, then I think you will see more and more parts of America become like California or become like Illinois or the city of Chicago or large segments of the northeast of the United States or,
correct.
The worst case, of course, is the city of Detroit. And at some point, at some point, something has to give. You can't have high deficits and big government spending and not do something about that, not least because you start to people start to become accustomed to this. And they become used to it. Alexis de Tocqueville, probably the greatest observer of the United States, talked about this in terms of soft despotism. People willingly give up their freedom in return for the state giving them stuff. Well, I can't think of anything that's more antithetical, more the opposite of what was designed and desired by the founders of the United States.
Exactly. And then, of course, the system continues to incentivize that kind of thinking by giving people free stuff and then saying, we're going to give you the power of the vote so that you continue to vote for the free stuff until one day you wake up and you're Greece.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the thing. And more and more people get pulled into that world. And so what you also have is that you basically end up with a situation whereby 51% of the population can, well, there's no other way to describe it, loot the other 49%. And that's in a democracy.
Exactly.
If you're going to have a democratic system, you need people with a certain perspective. They need to take the virtues of citizenship very seriously. But if you view democracy as simply a way of getting what it is, what you want, via the ballot box and by tame politicians who go and do your will, then you do end up in this situation where you have this massive social cleavage between the wealth creators and the wealth takers. That's one way of how it can be played out. But also those who are in some way dependent upon the state for their income. And once you get to a critical mass, it's really hard for a democratically elected government to do much about that.
You know, Samuel, do you find it interesting that, you know, our founding fathers were very concerned about the rule of majority, the majority rule? It had its place, but they wanted to be real careful in allowing for minority opposition and minority input. But now the minority is becoming... Yes.
They wanted the republic. They wanted a republic in which there is a separation of powers and in which the tyranny of minorities, but also tyrannies of majorities, can be checked. And that's what I think we
exactly.
need to understand. We live in a constitutional republic.
Exactly. Dr. Samuel Gregg, Research Director at the Acton Institute, writing for the stream. Dr. Gregg, thank you so much for
being here. Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? Won't cost you a penny. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees and no surprises. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Not valid in all markets. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Valid through July 27th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And right now we got Jeff Carrere. Yes, the Cajun Crusher is with us, New Orleans native son, the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party and host of the Louisiana-based radio and TV show Ringside Politics. Jeff, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. Thanks for having me. And we've always got a lot to talk about.
Hey, no question about it. I mean, Donald Trump and Hillary, boy, they're a lot closer race than some of the pundits said it was going to happen in terms of the polling evidence, huh?
You know, what I love is that all these so-called experts are always wrong. The ones who are, like, predicting he would, A, never stay in the race, B, never get anywhere, C, that he was doing it for a lark. I mean, they're all looking ridiculous. Now he's leading, and I'm loving it, Bill. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely connecting. The thing is amazing to this day, Jeff, is how overboard some of these people are, you know, getting in with some of the statements that Trump has made. The media has been running wild with this. It is amazing to me. He says something, you know, like, hey, I think it might be prudent for us to call time out on letting in all these Syrian refugees because our security professionals and the people who are here to protect us say they can't vet them, and all of a sudden it becomes a racial statement. I mean, what's wrong with this?
I know. I mean, also, he's speaking the language of the American people. I mean, this is what the American people want, and that's why he's connecting. He's not really kowtowing to the elites and the establishment. I mean, he's talking everyday language that the American people can relate to, and I think most Americans hear that, and they say, well, of course.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes sense.
Well, because most Americans, I mean, and what Donald Trump has plugged into, and he saw this right away after Mitt Romney, a lot of people don't realize that that slogan, Make America Great Again, I mean, within a week after the election, the 2012 election with Mitt Romney and his involvement, Donald Trump went down and trademarked Make America Great Again. So that says something that he was committed early on. And I had wondered, you know, on his level of commitment, you know, to your point, some people thought, well, you know, is he in it? And is he in it for the long haul? Is he serious about this? Or are we going to end up seeing another Ross Perot kind of experience?
Well, and that's, you're telling me something I didn't know. That's interesting that he did that so early. That tells me that he's been serious about this for years. And,
right.
And maybe he saw what happened to Romney and say, hey, well, this is a guy who was a businessman who was ashamed about his wealth. I'm going to be a businessman who's going to be proud of what I've done, and I'm going to do what Romney didn't do, and that's take it to the other side. And you know how horrible of a campaign Romney ran. And,
exactly.
And Trump's being a lot more aggressive. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's doing better, Bill.
Yeah, and he's touched with most of America that's proud of America. They're, you know, USA focused. And that's really what's being exposed here on the political stage big time, Jeff, that I'm seeing. And that is that you have this conflict between the globalist and a nationalist. The globalists like John Kerry and President Obama and Hillary Clinton that say, look at our nation. Borders are irrelevant, that there should be countries without borders. And then you have Donald Trump says, look, I'm going to build a wall, and we're going to be focused on America, hence let's make America great again. It is the focus of what most Americans want. You know, if we're going to help the rest of the countries, you know, there has to be a strong America, because traditionally that's what has helped not only America, but the rest of the world, when you have a strong America.
No doubt. And I think most people are saying that America's not strong right now. I mean, we're not strong militarily. We're not strong socially, culturally, economically. This is a country that's been divided by Barack Obama. The economy's weak, 94 million outside of the workforce. So these things are really hitting home. And I know the border is a major issue that a lot of these establishment politicians never want to talk about, but I think that's the thing that really got him started with the American people. And then when he started talking about other issues such as the trade deal, Bill, I think a lot of people were saying, you know, why are we shipping away all these jobs?
Exactly. Yeah, all this makes too much sense. But again, you see, if you're not concerned about America, you're not concerned about our borders, you're not concerned about our national security, and you just start shipping jobs out. And the thing is that's so, you know, so disgusting to me is this government has done everything it can do over the years to promote outside growth, to promote global growth. And here we are, we're losing jobs. Americans are going, wait a minute, what happened? Well, you know, what happened here? Why am I losing my job? Why are my jobs ending up in China or India what is going on with the country? And then the politicians have the nerve to say, well, you know, hey, we're really upset with these business guys because they've got, you know, anywhere from $1 to $4 trillion offshore just sitting there, and they won't repatriate that money. Well, you rewarded them to expand their businesses overseas, and now you want to unreward them to have them come back. I mean, how does that make sense?
You know, I think these trade deals have been such a loser for the American people. I mean, as you point out, there may be some people that have benefited. Some corporate elites have benefited. Some folks and foreign countries obviously have done well. They've employed a lot of foreigners. But a lot of Americans have lost their job, and a lot of these people have not been able to find work again. They've gone on assistance and had to take two or three jobs to recover that kind of money. So this is so powerful, Bill, that I really think it's a wonderful thing for our system that a guy has come along, run against the establishment, done well, has the money to really not have to suck up to these people, and is able to control the media and the discussion. I mean, I've really never seen anything like it in my life.
No, there's no question whatsoever. I mean, this is an absolute anomaly, and this may be the opportunity that America has been crying out for, Jeff, and that is about we the people. Can we the people regain control of this country? Because in my travels across the country, I tell you, the fear that people have in their eyes when they talk about America, they look me straight in the eye, Jeff, and they say, you know what, I think we're losing our country.
And I mean, this is heartfelt, it is deep, and it is this sense of foreboding that you see on their face. I mean, it's pretty scary.
I hear it all the time, too, and I think it's all over the country. And I think a lot of folks are saying, hey, if we lose this election, you know what, Bill, that might be it. I mean, that might really put us in a very precarious position if we lose this election.
Well, Jeff, as usual, when you and I get on the air together, we talk about a lot of things and we burn up some time. But I did want to talk to you about the controversy over this Home Depot employee. I mean, you know, you get counterstatements. This is what we love about our First Amendment. There's nothing wrong with it. But, hey, let's be open for the truth, right?
Well, you know, this Home Depot employee wore this hat that said America was never great. And it's a play on Donald Trump's Make America Great Again theme. And I think that's just so disgusting that we have so many people in this country that don't appreciate our history. We're the country that's the most generous. We're the country that's always first in a disaster. We're the country that defeated tyranny and communism. We freed millions of people. We've got so many incredible things about our Constitution, our form of government, what we've done for the world. That youngsters today, and this is a 22-year-old young lady, don't appreciate that. I think that says a lot about what our education system is doing in this revisionist history that is being taught in our classrooms about how America is not a great country. And I think it's really sad.
Well, the thing is that concerns me, Jeff, it's not only in academia where this gospel is being, you know, put out there on these kids, but it's also spreading out into these young millennials. They pick up little pieces and parts. They hear Bernie Sanders. I mean, who would have thought, Jeff, in our lifetime, somebody like Bernie Sanders promoting socialism, we're already $19 trillion in debt, and his answer to the ills of America is add another $19 trillion, and we'll all sing Kumbaya together. I think Kumbaya Almost Naked Without Any Food we'll sing together, but I don't know how we get there, you know?
I mean, and look at what socialism does, Bill. I mean, Venezuela should be a country that is fabulously rich with all the natural resources they have. Socialism has destroyed that country. Cuba, all these countries that have been either socialist or communist regimes can't feed their people. Their economies are a wreck. We have to come in and bail them out with now our tourist industry and then Cuba. And
exactly.
From what I understand, China is trying to come to the rescue of Venezuela. So Bernie Sanders is preaching a sort of an American version of that, and it is a sad thing that so many young people hear the free college tuition and the freebies, and they want to support somebody like that. That's got to be defeated, if you ask me. This is critical that we defeat both Clinton and Sanders.
Well, Jeff, you know, I'm like you. I'm an empiricist. I say, show me the facts. Let me see the facts, and if you got something better, hey, I'm on the train with you. But right now, I mean, whether it's socialism, whether it's the Democratic Party platform, I mean, look what's happening in just about every city that is run by Democrats. What do we have? It's an absolute mess. I mean, Republican governors that are running states, they've turned things around. They're balancing budgets. Do you think the Democratic Party would figure that out?
Well, I'll give you an example. New Orleans is one city. I love it. A great city, but we're led by a liberal Democrat mayor, and we've got streets that are in disrepair. We've got a high murder rate. We've got an economy that's nowhere near as good as it should be. We've got services that are incompetent, and that's what we get with liberalism. We have never had a Republican mayor here since Reconstruction, and Detroit and all these cities, Atlanta, as you say, it's failed liberalism. But it just seems like so many people are just so used to doing that, they just vote for that time and time again. And I'm hoping that we can wake people up to, hey, some other alternatives that are better.
Well, Jeff, I've often said that experience defines preference. And hopefully the voter politic has enough experience now and sees the preference of what kind of government they really want. But this is the government that they must choose, because this is what happens in a democratic form of government. We choose the government. If you don't like what you got, it's because you're making the wrong vote or you got the wrong information. So it behooves us all to make sure our vote counts, because it's backed with some intelligence. Jeff Cruera, the Cajun Crusher on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, as always, good to have you along with us, buddy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.